What's going on, man? You're checking out CBG Radio. Yeah. So, what I want to do this show about, or this little episode that I'm going to give you guys, is about my group, Slaughterhouse. It's been a lot of shit going on with my boys from Slaughterhouse, man. If you guys know me, know CBG Radio, you know we love lyrical ass motherfuckers. Like my boy Crooked Eye, goes by King Crooked. My boy Royce the 5'9". I always like Royce. Ever since I heard that motherfucker, I love Royce's style. Joe Buttons, didn't really like the pump me up shit, but once I heard his lyrics and seen what the fuck this motherfucker can do, I don't give a shit what y'all say. Joe Buttons can spit that shit. Joel Ortiz, they threw him in on me. Sick. Just sick. And this is how dope this shit is, right? So, love the ideal of it. They went independent to drop their first album, which is crazy because we didn't even have it in stores here in Oklahoma like that. But my brother, my boy, Sniper Loco, I still remember this. Because we couldn't find it here in stores when the album first dropped, the first Slaughterhouse album, because this is when you actually had to go get CDs and shit, my boy Sniper goes out, cops me a Slaughterhouse CD, sends it in the mail. I never opened that. I kept that shit in plastic. But that was crazy. That's crazy. That's how much. That's just how much love Sniper Lil got for me. He knew that that album was a big deal for me. So we went and bought the shit, and I never opened it. I think the baby mama got a hold of that though once we split up. Probably tore that shit up. However, that was just, I've been rocking with Slaughterhouse since before they was Slaughterhouse. No bullshit. And my boy Crooked Eye, we've been rocking with Crooked Eye since before he signed to Death Row Records. So I always got nothing but love and will always big up boy Crooked, man. We had his brothers on the show back when we used to do the show before. We had the Horseshoe Gang in the building. We had Jim Getem in the building. On One Squad in the building. Everybody from the Horseshoe, everybody from Crooked's label and shit. We was always fucking with them. We always promoted them. Everything else like that. They all some beasts. But Slaughterhouse, man. So we're going to get into the Slaughterhouse shit. So the first album drops. Bam. That gets them noticed. M comes, scoops them up. Eminem signs them to Shady Records. Welcome to Our House drops. I thought the album was fucking dope. That's just me. I don't give a shit. Even the Eminem songs that M was on, all those songs, I thought, welcome to that, I thought that was a great album. I was waiting for the other one. They were supposed to bring out Glass House. Never happened. Issues with Shady. It is what it is. Been waiting on the last album. Never came out. So, and I mean, look, man, I understand it. I really do. I understand. If somebody don't want to be a part of something, or the business ain't right, it is what it is. I get it. I do. So apparently now, we're never going to get another Slaughterhouse album. Doesn't look it. Which is fine. two classics in my eyes. I don't give a shit what y'all say. I don't give a fuck. Those albums are fucking sick. The mix, every fucking song they did was fucking sick together. But there's been some shit going on. Me and Sniper Lord talked about it. I mean, you guys have seen, posted up on Facebook, Instagram, shit like that. So, Joe Buttons didn't want to be on Shady no more, I guess. There was some other shit we'll get to. And like I said, just like anything else, we're going to come back to this. I'm going to do another show on this, a full show, play y'all some clips, things like that. We're going to get to all of that. But I guess the business wasn't right. Or whatever, for whatever reason. Because there was a, I remember there was a point where Joe Buttons came out and he like made a song called Slaughtermouse or something like that and kind of took some shots at M. M came out, kind of took some shots at him. I mean, don't get me wrong, man. And I fucks with Joe Button. I'm not even lying. I love this motherfucker's music. I'm not even joking. This motherfucker's got some bars. This mother, you can see that he puts everything into that pen when he writes shit. He doesn't, whether it has to do with women, whether it has to do with pills, drugs. I don't give a shit what anybody says about Joe Buttons, man. Joe Buttons can spit that shit, man. I'm not even fucking lying, man. Joe Buttons, I listen to a lot of his shit. Not a lot of the early shit, but later on. Especially like Joe Button's one of the first people that I heard flip a Metallica beat. And I love rock. Just like I not as much as I love rap, but I like rock. I like rock as well. So for you to flip shit like that, yes, that's crazy. Dropping guitar riffs and loops and shit, and you drop them albums, man, I'm telling you. So, I guess the business wasn't right, situation wasn't right, which is fine, I understand, I get it. However, if you are really doing this for the fans and everything else like that, hey man, I get it. I get it. You don't want to be a part of the group no more because of whatever reason, that's fine, that's cool. But if you're doing it for the fans, then you should be able to get another album. However, I'm not going to rock the boat, none of that bullshit. It is what it is. So, what's going on with Slaughterhouse now? Crook and Joel just recently dropped the album. I think it was called Foreclosure. I mean, of course, Crooked Eye and Joel are always going to be, have some crazy lyrics for you. Things like that. They tried to get on Instagram Live, see what's what. That didn't really go anywhere. I would love to hear the album that they already got done. Most likely, that probably won't come out. I mean, some songs have leaked and stuff, shitty quality, everything else like that. But I saw the video, Ortiz. And I know you got some of them glass house tracks. I'm going to send them over here, bro. Just go on, send them over here, bro. Go on, let me get them Slaughterhouse tracks, man. Them glass house tracks, man. Let them mysteriously find their way in my email. But no. So that's what's going on with Slaughterhouse, man. So apparently, you know, Joe and Royce, we're going to play some audio clips on the next show. You know, they went back and forth on this and this and this. I mean, who knows? All I do know is two classics out, not to mention the mixtapes and all the other scattered songs. And I'll do a Slaughterhouse show for you guys, man. We'll have to do it on Mixcloud or SoundCloud or something like that. I'll brush off the fucking turntables and get the mix of some shit for y'all. So we'll get into a whole Slaughterhouse show. But that's what's going on with Slaughterhouse, man. So it doesn't look like this is going to get fixed. It doesn't look like that. You never know. From what I heard, Royce doesn't want to do it. Basically, if Joe ain't doing it, it's a group. And I get that. I really do. I understand, Joe, if you don't want to do it no more. I get it, dog. I mean, but honestly, Slaughterhouse was never, to me, was never going to just come out the gate and sell 5, 10, 15 million albums. They're too lyrical. And I don't give a shit. Most of you motherfucking hip-hop fans, dumb as shit. So when you get four lyricists like that, and they spit these motherfucking bars at you that are to the fucking ceiling, and you can't comprehend that shit because it's over your motherfucking head, that's why they can't sell that many fucking records. I don't give a shit what you say. Those are four of the most lyrical motherfuckers ever to be put in front of a microphone. And I seen what M was doing when he scooped up Slaughterhouse, man. He was trying to build a roster for the beast over there, man. I am not even joking. Yellow Wolf, Slaughterhouse, come on, man. But you guys got to get behind that shit. That's why a lot of people... Look, hey, man, people say M is corny and this and this and this. I don't give a shit. M can spit some fucking bars. And I didn't even like Eminem in the fucking beginning. I thought his shit was, you know, corny, cheesy. But when you sit there and see all the fucking time that he puts into it, I'm more of an Eminem fan now more than I was before. And he tried to get Slaughterhouse off the motherfucking ground and get it going. It just didn't happen. It just didn't pop, man. But that's because you guys like these ringtone rappers and every fucking thing else. You want some A-Bay-Bay, some Superman shit, some fucking Migos or whoever else y'all motherfuckers like. And I had to step up and change and listen, because I used to be the main one on CBG Radio. Fuck that. We're not playing that popcorn shit. This and this and this. Not saying that I play it on CBG Radio now, because I fucking won't. However, I do appreciate the change that hip-hop has made. Nothing can ever stay the same. Nothing. You can't go back and say, I want that Run DMC era. I want that Tupac era. You got too many. You got so many different Tupac eras. You got the, you know, Tupacalypse Now. Then you get to Me Against the World. Then you get, you know, All Eyes on Me. Everything else. If you ever look at his albums, you know, he progressed and went a different way. Everything changes. Same thing with how hip hop is now. Yes, I love Tupac, Crooked Eye, Corrupt, Daz, Snoop, Dr. Dre, NWA, all of that, Ice Cube, but nothing ever stays the fucking same. I appreciate and respect the fact that music has changed, but that doesn't mean I'm gonna sit here and play some Hurricane Chris or some Soulja Boy like that. That's just not my cup of tea. I'm a Slaughterhouse type of guy, Tupac kind of guy, Biggie, Jay-Z, Nas, Bone Thugs and Harmony, Tech 9, you know, Royce da 5'9", people like that, Benzino, Scarface, Fat Joe. I mean, wide variety of different things, different artists that I like, different types of music that I like. Ja Rule. I mean, Papoose, Remy Martin, Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown, DMX, Big Pun, Noriega, Nori, I mean, that's just it. I like a whole bunch of different stuff. So Slaughterhouse was never going to come out and be like a fucking pop group or anything else like that. Slaughterhouse was just going to come out and be Slaughterhouse. So the Eminem and Shady and all you motherfuckers over there, if you thought these motherfuckers was going to sell records like that, no. Nobody likes to have to sit there and break down these motherfucking bars except for hip-hop heads. You can't deny any of those artists in Slaughterhouse. You cannot deny their lyrical capability. I don't give a shit what you say. Them boys will chop your motherfucking head off. And they'll do that shit with the quickness and laugh while they doing it and make you bounce and feel that shit. And most likely, you dumb motherfuckers probably won't even know what they said. And you'll be nodding your head to it. Then you turn around and somebody gonna come back and tell you, oh shit, they dissed you or they clowned you. Then you're gonna feel some type of way. But them boys is sick, man. Just like them Horseshoe Gang niggas. Oh my God, them boys sick. I gotta say what's up to my boys in the Horseshoe Gang, man. CBG Radio still got you, man. I'm still listening to your shit. Every fucking thing else. Them boys got better with time. I'm not even fucking lying. They on it. And I love the Horseshoe Gang, but they don't sell like that neither. Come on, man. We gotta get this back up. I get it. You guys like the corny shit, all of that. Yeah, that's all cool. But give it up to these artists that put time into their rhyme schemes, their similes, everything. When they sit there and they flip the melody, they sit there and try to do shit. And that's when I really start liking Eminem, when I seen all the shit that he did on how he rhymes and everything else like that. It's fucking crazy. But it is what it is. No more Slaughterhouse, apparently, man. I need one of them shirts, Crooked. With the pig burning and all that. I need one of them motherfuckers, man. I need one of them shits. But we're going to break down the half a Slaughter album. We're going to break that down track by track. See what it is and everything else. But this is just like I said. This is almost like a pre-show to the show that we're going to do. Just like I did the Super Bowl halftime shit. I needed to get that out there. If I would have sat here and just waited to when the perfect timing was right, man, that might be 2 or 3 Super Bowls from now. So this is why I'm giving you guys content, man, and I hope you guys figure this shit out. I really do. The reason why I'm giving you this fucking content is because we have to give you something. We got to give you guys something. So I am giving you guys content to keep you interested until we can get these shows knocked the fuck out. But I would love to see Joe Buttons come back. I mean, I get it. You know, you're getting this other money, this podcast money. It is. And I now listen to his podcast sometimes. I'd rather listen to the rapper, honestly. But I mean, it is what it is. So we'll see on the next show. We'll break down some old Slaughterhouse tracks, some new Slaughterhouse tracks, and everything else like that, and we'll get into it. But I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of content on what we got coming up, so you can call this basically a fucking pre-show to the actual real show. You guys need to support every Slaughterhouse album. So if you haven't heard that shit, go back and listen to the first one, listen to the second one, listen to the mixtape. Then go check out my boy Crooked and Joel with the Foreclosure. They also had the little videos on YouTube and everything else like that. It's just fucking crazy, man. And like I said, call me biased, man. I love some Slaughterhouse. I love Crooked. My boy King Crooked, man. Never disappoints. Never fucking disappoints. You need to get back over there with Snoop and drop them motherfucking Death Row albums, Crooked. We need to see what's in the vault over there, man. But, yeah, so Slaughterhouse, RIP, I guess, to the group Slaughterhouse. It is what it is. So just keep checking for stuff, man. CBG Radio, more content. Mixcloud, SoundCloud, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. All of that fucking shit. Anchor, Apple Music. Check us out on all these fucking platforms. We got some crazy shows coming. Black Moon Monday coming soon. CBG Radio presents Black Moon Monday. It's gonna be crazy. Y'all keep checking out CBG Radio. Go bump them Slaughterhouse albums, man.